Hi, I'm Shanda here with Sheila and Hillary. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
And we have a special guest with us. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Candace Salima, and I am the president of Valor Publishing Group.
We're here, as you know, at the Valor Publishing big
national book launch.
Yes, the book launch with the first, I don't know, are we six authors?
Is that we have five up there.
First five authors of Valor.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on here, why we're here, what you want to accomplish tonight?
Okay, well, first I want to say these are not the first authors. Mark Shurtleff was the very
first.
Right.
That's right.
That's why I was thinking six.
But. Yeah, we cannot forget our attorney general.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, tonight is our spring release. In the book industry, you don't really publish books in November, December, January, and February. The stores have already ordered all their books for those months, and January and February are the worst months of the year, and that kind of thing.
Even more than the middle of the summer?
Oh, middle of summer is great.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I would think. Someone told me otherwise.
You know what? You know how to market. If you really pay attention to good marketing techniques and really be aggressive about it, there's not really a downtime.
Hmm. But okay, I'm for that.
We're brand new, so give me a year to get all my stuff implemented, and trust me.
You know what? It's amazing what you've already done with it.
Absolutely.
So far. Because even a year ago, this wasn't around.
No.
You were just starting to put all of this together.
That's where did the idea come from? Where did the
motivation? Own publisher went bankrupt. He went bankrupt.
A number of reasons.
Yeah.
And that left me without a publisher because I'm an author. And so I looked at the other publishers that were around, and I was privy to some information and didn't feel comfortable. Not that other people shouldn't be published by them, but I'm just saying I was a
for
little worried
personally?
For the market.
Yeah,
I was very worried for the market because of decisions that were being made by Deseret Book and Covenant and CFI and stuff like that. And so I thought, now what is my option? Okay, I'll start a publishing house.
Okay, yeah, that's
this is Candace.
Oh, why not?
She accomplishes whatever she sets forth to do.
You know what? My mother and father raised us to believe in the impossible. I mean, literally, we did and do. There is nothing impossible if you're willing to shed blood, sweat, and tears for it. And mm-hmm. believe me, I have. As early as, I don't know, 3 hours ago.
Yeah, literally almost.
You stared your life in the face a few hours ago.
I did. Tristy and I were on our way here, and we got in a car wreck.
Someone ran a red light, is that right?
They ran a red light in their big old white truck, and I was in my little brown Malibu, and my car did not fare well. Poor thing is totaled.
But you guys are okay.
We're fine. We're a little stiff,
but we
were very, very blessed, yes.
They had little angels riding along with
them. You know what they say about what happens when you're trying to do something good and all of the, what do they call it, obstacles, resistance. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. Opposition. That's
the opposition. And, you know, the stuff that's visible is the tip of the iceberg. You will not believe the obstacles and trials we have overcome. It's been stunning. But I give up is not in my vocabulary. It just is not.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah.
No, if anyone can pull this off, I know you can. I mean, just from what I've read about you before I even personally met you, you used to do a podcast.
Yes.
I remember because
we
it was
like
about
that.
The same time I had started mine, and I remember hearing you, you know, your little ad at the end of Mormon Momcast and listening to some of your podcasts. And you have been through a lot in your life. I remember when your husband was very sick.
Yes.
And that was when I first got to know who you were when your husband was sick and spending a lot of time in the hospital. And he is now doing very well.
This April 15th will be his second year anniversary of his kidney transplant.
Yay, that's wonderful.
Great. He looks great. Well, your pictures at your book, at your contract signing, I saw that. That looks great.
I was like, she was taking pictures. I had no makeup on that day. They just showed up. She said, can I just bring the contract? And I said, sure.
And there they were.
There was the knock, and I was like, whoa. And Tristy was with them, and I looked at my husband like, I have no makeup on. I was working from home. And when I work from home, it's pajamas and no makeup and a ponytail usually.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
I work from home too.
It's awesome.
He Okay, now my question. Now, uh-huh. You are the president of Valor Publishing.
Yes.
You have other people that are helping you. Do you want to tell us about some of the
yes.
people that are helping you with this?
Have the best crew in the industry, bar none. I would put them up against anyone, Big East and the big three here in the LDS market.
Wow.
BJ Rowley is our managing director.
And he has been on the ball tonight.
Absolutely. He's fantastic.
I'm really glad.
No, he was watching him running around, taking care of everything, and he didn't seem panicked or anything. He was just doing the job.
No, he's just on top of it. None of my people panic. We're really a rock-solid team.
Excellent.
So he's our managing director. He does the bookkeeping, but he also handles all the typesetting and printing and production and distribution.
He has a big job.
He has a huge job.
I was going to say, wow.
Yes, we are looking for it. He's very picky as a typesetter. He's one of the best. And so we've been looking to find other typesetters to hire. But, anyway.
hard.
You already have the best, so.
We need someone willing to learn. That's what it is. Because BJ will train them and mold them into the type of typesetter he is. And he truly is amazing.
Do you have to have a knowledge of
No, you can't go anywhere and learn it.
You just have to learn it on the job.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Which is bizarre.
So that is bizarre.
I'll be needing a job if I get fired from Jordan School District. So I'll be willing to learn.
I guess you have to be very particular.
You have to know grammar and punctuation extremely well, story structure, flow, all of that.
Wow.
Because he's our final editor. A book that comes into Valor, the rest of us don't see it till it makes it past Tristy Pinkston, who's my senior editor.
And she's pretty picky.
She is. Well, that's in a good way.
She knows.
She's good.
She does.
Well, she's the best.
Yes,
she is the best. I have very strict standards for writing, very high strict standards, and I'm not ashamed of them at all. I have a goal, and that's not to put out crap.
I like that
goal. I think it's a fabulous goal.
my goal is to put out the best of the best. To put out books that teach people about humanity and being neighbors again, being true human beings again.
Authenticity, sincerity.
All of that. Bad behavior has become the norm.
Yes.
And it's terrible. I was watching Fox News today and saw the story of an elderly gentleman who held the door of a convenience store open for these two thugs who turned on him, beat him almost to death, and mugged him. Because he opened the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Or that made him an easy target. I don't know
because
what.
Because he was...
Why?
Nice.
Makes
no sense.
Why? Yeah. And that hence that update on Facebook. Anyway.
I'll put a plug in here. Find Candace on Facebook. Is Valor on Facebook?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Valor Publishing Group and Candace Isalima. That's how you'd find both of us. Now, don't come find me if you aren't into politics.
Yes.
Then you don't want to read my Facebook. You don't want to read my Facebook comments. They've been a little political.
I'm almost all political on my personal
profile.
Mine
are 60%
okay,
political.
Though. You're saying a lot of things that need to be said.
Candace is a proponent for change and a good voice for America.
Good change. Not the
good
kind
change,
that Obama
yes.
was
pushing. Like not the fake change we're talking about. Yes.
You know what? The change I want is back to the founding fathers.
Fabulous.
I want the U.S. Constitution to be the rule of law, absolutely. And I want our republic restored. I'm not a fanatic.
Amen.
I'm not crazy.
No.
I'm
passionate.
Just want my America back.
Well,
I'll second
that
one.
Supporting Mike Lee, and that's why I'm supporting him too.
Love Mike Lee.
Yeah, this totally turned political. But
back to the books. Sorry.
Not that I mind it. I don't care. But
now you have quite a variety of books so far. There's a romance. There's young adult. There's the YA fantasy. I'm trying to think what else. What is your book? Your book is going to be.
It's a political thriller.
Is it?
Ooh, of course. Yeah. I love that.
That sounds so
totally
good.
Not surprising.
Tell us about that.
It will be coming out in September, and yes, you could get to review it.
Oh, thank you. She's looking at me and I'm going,
she's looking at me like,
she has everything.
Oh, you guys can participate too.
You can participate on the other blog, and she'll send it for me.
Right.
Blog, right?
Absolutely,
okay. That'll work.
But
it's a
story of a young man, and it starts out when he's 8 years old, and he is born a child of prophecy in the Hopi tribe.
Ooh.
That sounds fabulous.
And there are people trying to kill him because, you know, rival factions within the tribe.
Wow.
And it takes
him... You don't want him to fulfill his...
No, because this old lady wants the child of promise to come through, prophecy to come through her line.
Ah.
Through her clan. But he comes through this other clan. And the Hopis have a very rich, rich heritage and tradition that if you study at all, you know they're the Ammonites.
Oh, really?
Ammonites.
Oh, yeah. The Anti-Lehi Nephites.
So do you have a connection to the Hopi tribe, or are you just really interested in them?
I started studying them decades ago.
A strong interest in the
I
tribe.
Really do. It's really fascinating. So I mean, my main character, half Hopi, and it's the Hopi reservation that he goes up on. So halfway through, the first half of the book takes us from 8 to 18, and then he goes into the military. The second half of the book jumps ahead to him being 35, and he is the leader of a special forces unit in Afghanistan.
And that's where
there's action and suspense through the whole thing.
Is this where the main political part of the story happens?
Well, what happens is there is a terrorist faction that is going and raising villages to the ground, killing everyone.
Oh.
And they're always one step behind. Well, he was born with a lot of gifts. And he uses them to be good at what he does, but he becomes so overwhelmed with rage and vengeance that he loses all of his gifts.
Oh, oh man.
Wow. At a critical time?
At a critical time.
Of course, a critical time.
So the story, the two books take you through his life. In the second book, he's the president of the United States.
That sounds good.
There's a huge catastrophe at the end of book one, massive, that just destroys the western half of the United States.
And that's where you end book one?
Oh, great. So you're planning on at least writing, you know, publishing the second book pretty quick after the first one?
In September.
Oh, okay, good. Great.
Did you hear that laugh? I think authors take particular delight.
They do.
Exactly. That's Jeff.
Well, I was like, we don't even want to talk about Jeff, do we?
Karen Hoover.
Yes. Who's here? Who played the
blue flute that she bought in China.
Yes.
She found it in China and had it shipped. Her book is the first of seven. It's the Wolfchild Saga, the Sapphire Flute.
Fantastic.
I would put her up amongst the best in fantasy. She has actually been compared to Terry Brooks and Orson Scott Card.
Whoa. Really?
Yes, and this is her first book.
Wow. You have a copy, right?
I'm totally
borrowing it.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is the first of seven, and so her books will be released every March.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, the one with the wolf.
Next March.
Oh, this is driving me crazy. I have to wait a whole year. But you know what? Hers didn't end on a killer cliffhanger, but you just are wanting more. That was the thing. Once I finished her book, it was like, I need more.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really a phenomenal writer, and I truly believe that she's gonna blow J.K. Rowling away.
Wow.
Really?
And she's a talented flute player.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
She had a music scholarship.
Talented woman, for playing the flute.
Yeah. She's
and
good.
Composition, right?
I think she's in some of that. Hasn't she?
She has composed some original music.
Well, and she also is a massage therapist.
she really? I didn't catch that part.
She's not my favorite author or anything, but she comes down every couple of weeks and gives me a massage.
That's how to get an in. I have found my in when I'm ready.
Yeah, but Candace doesn't give her a massage.
That's right.
Now, what books after these five are coming out next?
I want to know, why don't you talk about the authors and the books that they have that you're highlighting here first, and then we'll move into what's coming
up. Okay, we already spoke about Karen Hoover, Sapphire Flute, mm-hmm. YA Fantasy, mm-hmm. brilliant, the two main characters, and the main bad guy. All females.
Yes, I saw that on Sheila's review, and I was like, ooh, I'm into that.
I do not believe it's ever been done before.
I don't think so either. That's why I loved it.
Nothing that I've read.
It is, and she does a phenomenal job. Mm. And then Michelle Ashman Bell, her 20th book. 20th book. Yeah, and it's Summer in Paris. It is, in my opinion, the best book she's ever written.
It's wonderful.
19 other books were great. This one's fantastic.
And this is a young adult.
It is.
It's national young adult. And I'm just knocking it right off the shelf. National young adult. And it's a coming-of-age romance. And it's clean.
It's very
Michelle
clean.
Writes those really well.
Well, this is the best of her career. You know why? Because she worked with Tristy Pinkston.
Yep.
So that's Michelle. We also have Darren Fraley.
That's right.
This is his first book.
Is he the only guy here tonight?
Yes.
Tonight.
He is.
He's adorable. We talked to him earlier. He's a very fun guy.
Amazing. We like him. A lot of your authors, this was their first time submitting a manuscript, and they were chosen right off by you guys. So
we've rejected a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly.
Well, you have to.
You have to, yeah.
We can't.
Not if you want that level.
Tell us about Darren's book.
What is it? Darren's is the first book called The Thorn. It's in the series called The Chronicles of Gone.
Speculative.
I've been saying wrong all this time until
I heard. Have you really?
Oh, I didn't know it was Gone until February. I was calling it Gan. then he said it out loud, and Tristy and I looked at each other.
Whoops.
Anyway, it's speculative fiction, and it takes place on another world. And the reason it's spec fic is because the prophecies on that world are of a savior being born on a different world called Earth.
Isn't that great?
And this world is war. There are three rival factions. And they have their prophecies.
Hey, he didn't tell us that part.
That sounds interesting.
It is incredible. Yeah.
Wow.
I want to read that one.
It is really amazing. And so then, let me see. We've got Kimberly Job.
Yes.
And she has written an incredible romantic suspense.
Tell us the name.
It is called I'll Know You by Heart.
Oh, I read a summary of this yesterday, and it just looks so good.
It's wonderful. You know, it is really an amazing book in that the main character is in an abusive marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And early on in the book, she breaks out of it finally. And
it has a special kind of a meaning. Mm-hmm. So that's why I connected with it. And it sounds like something I really want to read.
It is amazing because she finds love in the father of a little girl she starts babysitting. But her ex-husband is not willing to let go.
Mm. Is this the story of a woman who comes to know her own strength?
Yes. She almost dies for it.
Wow. There's the drama right
it
there.
It is a powerful book. Yeah, it was very shocking.
I mean, I was just absolutely shocked by it all.
I was like,
you knew something was
going
to happen, but...
Yeah, you know how Michelle Page Holmes likes to kill people in her book?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, Kimberly?
Don't do it.
Oh,
Well, she didn't kill too many people in her books.
It's not so bad.
It is a book of hope for me.
It is.
I felt like it was real. And, you know, her own story, her own life story is full of hope for single people like me, you know.
And she found love, and she's married and happy now.
Yeah, I told her that.
It is an incredible, incredible book.
She has, between her and her husband, she has 10.
10 kids.
From previous...
Right, well, they're
blended family. That's what I was saying.
She had 6 and he had 4.
Uh-huh. I think
it's something like that.
Yeah,
were married a couple of years ago. Is that correct?
No, they got married last summer.
Okay.
Yeah,
I knew it had been fairly recently. Yeah, I knew it was fairly recently.
So it is an incredible book, and
still has the blush of love about her.
Yes, she does.
She's so cute.
She does.
I would put her up against Nora Roberts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nora Roberts, Jane Ann Krentz, Kay Hooper. Oh, yeah, I would.
Wow.
You get so many great characters. You feel every emotion.
She's an incredible writer, each of them. And we still have one more to talk about. Each of them are phenomenal writers, each in their own unique way. But I am really adamant that readers are just grabbed by the throat, yanked in, and not dropped out till we turn the last page.
Fabulous.
That's the way I love it.
That is what we try to shoot for with all of our books. And then we have
Tristy. Yes, Tristy. And amongst all of her busyness of everything she's been doing for you.
And she's got four kids.
She has managed.
Yes, and homeschooling them.
She has managed to write a lot of books of her own.
Well, this is her fourth book.
This is the first of a series.
This is The Secret Sisters Mysteries, and her first book is called Secret Sisters. And it is an elderly relief study presidency. The bishop is too stressed, so they're going to handle things on their own, and they have an innocent family they go to check on and decide to do surveillance because somehow they end up taking on the mob. So think about North Avenue Irregulars.
Yes,
do you remember that movie?
I love that. It was
North
hilarious.
Avenue Irregular meets the LDS Relief Society.
They don't stand a chance. People against the Relief Society don't stand a chance.
No. So this is the first of 5 books, and she will be released twice a year. So the second book in this series is coming out in August.
So not so long.
Not a year.
Like
not once a year.
When I read it, I envisioned something along the lines of Lemony Snicket. Now, it doesn't compare writing-wise or story-wise.
It looks like it, though. But like the books are
really...
I did
that on purpose.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
They're really cute books, too. They're it's adorable.
Yeah.
She let me put all the doilies on her table. I love...
Shanda's
very
excited.
That was so much fun to put doilies on. I don't have doilies in my house. I've had doilies since I was a kid.
I have doilies in my bedroom.
I'm like, give me the doilies. Play with the doilies.
Just in my bedroom.
No,
not anywhere else.
What's fun about her main character, she has her own Facebook account.
I know. Ida Mae Babbitt. Go on to Facebook and find Ida Mae Babbitt. She is hysterical. Tristy has got this wicked sense of humor.
Oh, I love it.
And her first three books were historical fiction. I mean, pretty serious historical fiction.
Well, and then she had her mystery.
Agent No Lace.
Right, yeah. Agent No Lace, which was really cute. But I'm like, Tristy, you've got to get that sense of humor out.
Exactly.
And that's where Secret Sisters came from.
I know, she's a crack up. When we had her on the podcast,
she's hysterical.
Funny. She's funny.
Yeah.
She is so funny.
She is.
Okay, so now that we've talked about everyone who's been here tonight. Okay,
Who's to come?
I am so excited. On April 1st, we will be releasing W. Cleon Skousen's 47th book.
Wow.
Wow. 47 books?
47
published. 47 books. I can't even
imagine. Wait, all 47?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't imagine he's written 47 books.
What? Okay.
He has written this manuscript, this book that we are releasing in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's called The Cleansing of America. He wrote it before he died, and then he told his children, until these conditions exist in America, do not release this book.
Wow. Are you serious? I just got mega chills.
I know.
Holy cow.
I know.
So I feel so privileged and so honored to be the company that is releasing this incredible man, this scholar, this theologian.
I had no idea he'd written that many books.
Oh, my gosh. The man was very prolific.
My husband has a man crush on him. He really likes his stuff. Oh, he loves his books.
Oh, I love
Cleon Loves Skousen. His books.
Well, this book, I read it and was blown away. Wow. Every time I read it, I learn something new, which, you know, all good nonfiction is that way.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And so, that's I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited
so
for you.
Great books coming up each month of this year.
So tell us the website. And
ValorPublishingGroup.com. And you know what? Valor is spelled the American way, which is
V-A-L-O-R.
And no, you do not pronounce it velour.
I haven't thought about that. Is that funny?
You'd be stunned how many phone calls I get. Is this velour publishing? No.
We are not a material.
No, it is not velour. No, what's really weird is this word has gone out of use. Valor as... you know, which describes courage and bravery and moving ahead in impossible times and just everything that I like to think that I am.
Name.
Well, the graphics and the images that you've chosen to represent Valor, the shields and everything like that,
I like that.
If you will notice on that shield it says, "We have chosen."
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That holds a very personal, special, spiritual meaning for me. Now, Valor, we have chosen the things that we put on the website, but that holds a very special meaning to me. And basically, I have chosen to represent God. I have decided that Satan has had free run of literature and movies and music long enough.
Amen.
And we do not edit into banality. But
thank you.
Yes. But I would sit down with the prophet with every book we write, and I would not be ashamed.
That's a great standard.
Wow. That is a fantastic standard.
Kudos to you. I salute you for your integrity and for your principles.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that a lot. It is something you don't find very often anymore.
It's very refreshing.
I mean, you can find it amongst the LDS people more than you would, you know.
People do not realize how critical it is that we stand up now and we stand for what we know and what we believe in. We have to be willing to take the risk to be hated. We've got to take the risk to... When I first started standing up for America and for my church, which is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I thought to myself, am I never going to sell another book? Now the exact opposite happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are helping to release good, uplifting, worthwhile books.
But engaging, page-turning, exciting, you know, funny, inspiring, informative.
I just had a little bell, a little light bulb. Didn't you do? Didn't you participate in some tea parties down south?
Oh my,
if I remember
word,
right,
not
I was like,
just
is that
you.
Is that what I remember hearing?
She organized the tea.
I'm like, wait a minute, light bulb went off.
I spoke at the April 15th Tax Day tea party at the Federal Building, and
wonderful.
I spoke at the Lake Ridge
She's everywhere.
High.
Okay,
that's worth
it. I don't know why it just clicked, but it just clicked.
No, that is basically the face of the tea party.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
You are. Oh, thank you.
Don't listen to anything Nancy Pelosi says about tea parties.
Oh, my God. I thought it was funny what we said about the coffee parties.
Word. Yeah. That woman.
Coffee parties just cracked me up.
Hot cocoa parties.
No. Here's the funny part. The coffee parties were put on by the liberals in response to the tea parties, and they didn't even get 1,000 people nationwide.
I think it's hilarious.
Nationwide?
Some of them only had 5 or 6. At most, there were 20, I think. And I said, okay, April 15th, rain, snow, sleet, bitter cold. I haven't been that cold since I lived in Montana. We had over 3,000. We had people hanging off statues, hanging off pillars. Yep. They were packed. We had over 3,000 packed into that Federal Plaza.
Unbelievable.
And they would not leave. And by the time I got up there to speak, I said, you guys, I'm going to cut my speech short. And
they
the people,
no!
Yes, that's what they said. I still did. But I am the daughter of a man who was 4 years old when Hitler invaded his country. He was born in Holland, and the next 7 years of my father's life were unmitigated hell. He was tortured. He was starving. They were on the run from the Gestapo. They were on the run from the Nazis in Holland. Once they got to Germany, my father's father, my grandfather, I guess, on my mom, my grandmother's side, great-grandfather, he turned them over to the Gestapo, and they were on the run in Germany. They suffered horribly. They ended up in concentration camps. When I stand up for America, it's because my father spent his time teaching me what to watch out for. That's why I am who I am. On my mother's side, my mother's family came over here in the 1500s, and we helped build this nation, and I will not allow it to be destroyed. I won't. And that's why I became so involved.
Amen. I just want to
hug her.
I want to give
you
a big hug.
Her on Facebook.
Yes, I will totally friend you on Facebook. I'm like, wow.
I read every single one of her posts.
Oh, well, I don't know. The one today when Nancy Pelosi was talking, I'm just like, hey, Pelosi, you lie. That was the whole post. Anyway, back to books.
Yes.
Sorry, I keep wandering.
No.
But, you know, the Cleon Skousen book is something that anyone who loves this nation, and anyone who's LDS, actually, let me rephrase that. Anyone who loves God, will want this book. It leads us up, takes us up to the last days of what's going to happen. Yes. And then what's going to happen after.
Really?
How society is going to be developed and organized and what we'll be doing. And it is the most incredible book.
Wow.
I'm so proud to be releasing it. Just humbled and proud at the same time.
What an honor.
I can't wait.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I
so
can't wait.
So are you having a big bash for the day of that? What's going on?
Well, not April 1st, because
the Skousens
would only
day, too.
Sign that contract with me 6 weeks ago.
I know.
If I released it by April 1st. And can I tell you, day and night and day, we worked.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's at the press.
That's fabulous.
It is at the printer. It was Cleon Skousen. There wasn't huge amounts of editing to do. But how he wrote a book was he would just write it and pull the resources from his mind, the sources, and put them down.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so that's what I saw. Now, usually he would go back and double check and make sure he had the right sources and clean those up and all that. He died before he could get that
part done. Oh, so you had to verify sources and...
My brother is a researcher, and he did it. My brother, Jay, works for us, and he's a researcher. He's working on his doctorate in terrorism.
Oh, really?
And
what?
He knows politics.
Holy cow.
He's got a brain with his brains, you know, way smarter than me.
Oh, he's one
and
of those.
And so we sent him all the sourcing, and that was his job to go through it and source everything. And so he went and got everything.
Wow.
Got it all done and pulled it all in, and we got it done in, like, I sent it to my mother, who is a Skousen fan. She's one of my editors. My whole family works for me. And my brother Cash does all the art. Yeah. My brother Cash does all the covers.
He?
Yeah.
Well, wow. That must be fun working all together.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I love my
family.
It's
not like Cake Boss on TV where you yell at each other. And okay, there's probably yelling.
What's the matter with Cake Boss family?
I know.
Buddy's got issues.
He does.
They all do.
Massive issues. Have you ever watched
that? Why hasn't he killed his sisters?
Oh, I know. Especially Grace. Hello.
Holy cow. Okay.
You guys crack me up. I have no idea what you're talking about.
TLC, Cake Boss. It's funny. But they have serious issues.
Cake Boss.
Serious issues. Like, we're family. I'm like, you guys don't even like each other. Okay, anyway.
Ace of Cakes, they don't scream and yell at each other.
Like yappers on that show, but anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Any last question? Am I going too long?
No, you're fine. You can go as long as you want, except for I know you have lots of things that you have
check.
To do.
Yes. So after Skousen, what's the next?
The next,
after
that one. Two books coming out May 4th. One is by Abel Keogh, who wrote Running for Two.
Okay.
This is his first fiction. Because, you know, Running for Two was about his wife and when she committed suicide.
Right.
And
I
he came
that,
back from that. Yeah.
Remember when that came out? I read it,
This one is called The Third. And it's speculative fiction as well.
Oh, boy.
Really exciting. And it is what he envisions America will turn into if population control takes over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that is so interesting.
That's interesting.
It is amazing. But we also have, releasing that month, Gordon Ryan, who was a bestseller in the 80s.
That name is familiar to me.
Yes, it should
be. I'm like, I've heard it.
It should be very
know.
Familiar to you. He is releasing the first in a three-book series, his State of Rebellion series, and this first one is called American Voices, and it takes place in California, and...
I think I just got an arc of that. Did I? this looks good. I can't wait to read it. Continue.
It's how he imagines things will go when states start seceding, and he started with California, and I said, California? They're
Why
on the
not?
Dole. Why don't you pick one of the other 34 states?
Amen on that one.
They're so bankrupt, but, you know, it's a brilliant book. He is a brilliant writer. You know, I keep saying that about all my writers, but I mean it.
But they are.
They are, yeah.
Well, when you have that high of a standard, of course you're going to have...
Really
high standard. I'm like, how are you going to...
It really ticks off a lot of people.
It's like picking a baby.
I don't care.
Not when your name's attached.
You know what?
No, absolutely.
My name is attached, and
absolutely.
The best of the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your hopes for the next year for Valor Publishing? Like, what do you see yourself a year from now?
Well, Mark Shurtleff is about to be on Glenn Beck.
Really?
To promote his book, Am I Not a Man? The Dred Scott Story, which every single American should read.
Yes.
Really amazing story about this American, African-American, and what happened to him and his fight for freedom. That's where Abraham Lincoln ran for the presidency.
Yep.
How the Emancipation Proclamation came about. And it's why Barack Obama is president.
I know.
Dred Scott, because that man would not give up.
Because he stood up for...
He did, and he went through the courts. You know, his childhood friend was Nat Turner, you know, the Turner Rebellion.
Turner Rebellion.
And his was all violence. Dred Scott chose the courts, and Dred Scott changed the course of the nation in doing that.
Yeah, he went through a lot.
He did, and Mark Shurtleff wrote an incredible... I mean, he brought Dred Scott to life. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. So it looks like he's going to be on Glenn Beck. We're working hard to get him on Oprah. Yeah, Mark met with Glenn Beck last week, so we sent him all the stuff today.
Uh-huh, how fun for you.
Yesterday, because we didn't have anything else to do.
You'll have to post the date on that one, because my husband also happens to be a big Glenn Beck fan.
Yeah,
so, you know, I'm so like him a little.
I can only watch, like, a little bit of him, but everything. I'm always
He's very intense. I know, I sit there going, that's right.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm getting a little caught up in this. I have to change the channel. But
Mine's TiVo. Brady, my husband, keeps him on. He's, like, got 15 saved of Glenn Beck.
Yeah,
he just loves that man.
Yeah, same way. So you Mark will be on that. We've got some...
We all do.
We have some really unique marketing that we're going to be implementing in the next month that is we...
Are you debating whether you should say?
I'm not going to say.
Well, don't.
When I release how we are marketing everything that we're doing with the books, we are taking the very, very best of the 21st century and technology and melding it with the very best of traditional publishing.
Oh, I can't wait to see what you
That sounds fascinating. I can't wait to see that.
We're doing book trailers for every single book we have.
I love book trailers.
Those are fun.
Top quality ones.
Very good.
Those are fun.
These will be like movie trailers.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so this is what you're doing, support your authors who are publishing through you to help market.
We do a lot. We'll be advertising in, you know, all the magazine, all the catalogs and stuff like that.
Excellent.
That's usual, but we'll be doing that. But we also send them on national book tours. We keep them signing constantly. We do a year of advertising instead of 90 days like the rest of the publishers.
Which I think is great, because by the time you hear about a book, half the time
it's gone.
Then, and it's done. And you're like, wait, I just barely heard about this. Like, you need more than 90 days to really get the word
out. Well, our authors are going to be doing book signings constantly. They're never going to stop. And it's just a constant way of life for them. So
they know that when they sign, too.
They have to, or we won't sign a contract with them.
Excellent.
They have to agree to do media interviews, radio, television, print. They have to agree to doing speaking engagements.
Ooh.
Speaking at schools and at universities and organizations.
Excellent.
And companies. And yeah,
it's been fun when they've done, you know, when we've experienced that with different schools, literacy nights, things like that.
It
really does a lot for the authors.
Well, so, you know what, all these authors,
and for the kids, and it's fun for the
grown-ups.
All these authors and Mark Shurtleff are going, we're going out to the Authors Day Fair, Authors Fair whatever, at Clark Johnson Junior High in Tooele this week. And
oh,
we'll
really?
Be there from 8 in the morning till 2:30 in the
wow.
afternoon. Then we're taking a break, and then we'll be, all of us, be at Latter Day Book that evening in Tooele between 5 and 7 signing books.
Hey, where's the address of that? Do you remember that off the top of your head? Or
no, but you can go on the website
okay.
and find
it's
it.
No, I just want to let the listeners know where they can find it.
I know it's next to the Purple Cow.
Okay.
They have good shakes here.
So,
right? Is it a shake? Is it like a...
The Purple Cow is a bookstore.
Oh, it's a bookstore.
Children and young adult bookstore.
Oh, you know the Purple Cow.
I haven't heard of it.
Purple Turtle. They do have good milkshakes.
Okay, so a year from now, you hope to... we talk to you in a year. What do you want to be telling us?
I have two of our books being made into movies. So I want to
really?
Be in three of
that
our books being made
incredible.
Into movies.
Incredible.
Wow.
All being released next year. And so I want to be at movie premieres. I want to be releasing, you guys, our books that are coming up from here on out. I'll just be something that each one will be one that should be in every home and public and school library.
Well, and we want to help you be part of that, too.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have them come record podcasts with us anytime that we can help promote them, too.
Wonderful.
We would love to do that.
Oh, great. We'll send them all your way.
Your official podcast?
I like it.
I'm happy to do that.
We'll do an official podcast of anything.
Well,
but anything you produce.
Not anything. I shouldn't say anything. Anything that you do that is up. Anything
we're
that's uplifting.
We're in full support.
That's
what
we're here
for.
Principles and values.
That's our. Those are our core values when it comes to the podcast.
That's why
we started this.
Well, let me tell you one more thing that Valor's involved in.
Okay.
We are launching a television series.
Oh, really?
Really?
All centered around authors and reading and writing and books being made into movies. And
wow.
Every Valor.
Oh, that's exciting.
Is this going to be like a documentary type of series?
No.
Or
is it like a talk show type thing?
Like
or?
Oh,
how exciting.
I see.
Yeah.
Is that why you're talking with Glenn Beck?
No,
I'm just kidding.
That's not why.
No, I'm just kidding. Maybe the side job if it's not busy enough.
Salt Lake Studios, which is a movie studio here in town. And I pitched the idea to him. He pitched it to the networks. They were really interested. I guess they're starving for content. Can't imagine why.
Yeah.
And they liked the idea. And so we had a name called The Look Inside, but now James Brown, not that one.
I was like, really?
That one's dead.
Because they what? How did that happen?
Oh, I got gifts.
Apparently.
I have partnered with him, and we're doing it together. So it'll be Valor Publishing Group and Salt Lake Studios doing this together.
Excellent.
So it'll be, now when you said, I apologize, did you say nationwide, syndicated kind of a show? Where
That's what we're shooting for.
All
the networks, as far as I understand, are really interested, and so we're shooting the pilot now, and James Rollins agreed to come be on the show.
Wow.
And so did Jeanette Rollison.
Really?
So our pilot episode is going to be James Rollins, Jeanette Rollison, and Mark Shurtleff.
Oh, my word.
Wow. Oh, that's exciting.
Get this out.
You know what?
I
will let you know.
Please.
We're hoping to shoot the pilot in April.
Is it gonna have a studio audience?
Yes, and I want you there. I will. I'm gonna handpick our initial audience. Because I don't want anybody causing a ruckus.
So you wouldn't want us to bring our signs and, like, cowbells or anything, right? Well, then I don't think
you
I can go. Sorry.
Wear makeup that day.
I'm like, no ponytail.
Well, you know what? The audience is going to get to ask questions.
So really? So it's fully interactive?
It's interactive. Wow.
There's that a host, and the interviews will have all the book trailers on there.
Wow.
And we will... Just I don't know, it's going to be an exciting new thing, and I haven't said anything about it until just now. I've been just...
Oh, we are so lucky!
Yep.
So is it okay if this gets released this week, then?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes. We're trying to come up with a different name. James decided A Look Inside was not hip enough. Apparently, I'm not hip.
Well, I'm sure you'll find the perfect name for it.
What? No,
I'm sure you'll find the perfect name for it.
Well, I'm drawing a blank right now, so if you
let me know. Candace, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy night.
Yes, thank you.
To come and talk with us, and for asking us to be here, because it's been so much fun.
Invite.
We know Tristy very well, and it's been great to get to know the other authors that you have here.
They're all fantastic. Get to
it's
know
exciting.
Them.
It's
so nice. Them all so
we have talked to everyone
Kimberly
except Tristy.
And Darren.
Yeah, we
haven't talked to Tristy.
Tristy's
so
it.
Oh, well, you need to talk to her, because she's got the cutest little book.
It's adorable.
I keep picking it up. Oh, that's so cute.
You know, it's funny, when we had her on the podcast a few months ago, she hinted about it a little bit.
Yeah, she told us about
details, but
yeah, what her plans
so
were. So,
you know,
yeah.
After I read it and heard there were five, it just popped into my head. And I have Lemony Snicket, and I have all these different series. And I'm like, this is what we have to do.
Perfect.
Yeah,
well, but
perfect
to look at it, you would never think, you know, Lemony Snicket.
No,
because it's
so
cute and purple and flowery.
But yeah, no,
it's like the same shape and size
and all that. And that's the only way we made it similar, because it's not similar
it's
in any other way.
Yeah.
Because Tristy's
no.
a better writer
but
than Lemony
books
Snicket.
Are really, yeah. Yeah. I would have to agree with that one. For sure. But the book size is just so cute. So perfect to fit in your purse and take with you. Mm-hmm. And it's hardback, so it's going to be more endurable. It's going
to
be enduring.
That's why I switched to a backpack. Plenty of room for both in there. That's like... Wherever your sister went.
I have a book bag tote that I bought at Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble's been amazing for us.
That's good.
They have willingly held these book launches for us and just been a dream to work with.
And they've let us set up at least somewhere in their store.
Yes, they did.
They were very kind.
Yeah, and I really would love everyone to become patrons of Barnes & Noble if they aren't already. They just have been astounding to Valor Publishing Group.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to, all of our national tours will be at Barnes & Noble's
across
the nation.
Oh, really? That's exciting
11
to know.
Different
good
cities.
To know.
Yeah.
That is really great.
That's how good they've been to us.
Wow.
That's how good. That made us very loyal to them.
Very good.
That's exciting.
Show your appreciation to Barnes & Noble and go buy some books.
Yeah, we'll have all this information on our LDS Women's Book Review website.
Homepage.
Yep. So thank you so much for coming to talk to us. I know you have stuff you have to go check on, and you have been with us for a whole 40 minutes.
Wow. So thank you for taking time out on such a busy night.
It has been wonderful speaking with
you.
Thank you for sharing so much about what you have in mind for Valor with us.
Oh, I'm so
excited. Just watch us. We're just beginning.
It's exciting. Yes,
it is. And thanks for involving us. It's been great.
Yes, thank you.
Guys,
okay, see you.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
Bye.